This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Occupy Wall Street is beginning to occupy the courts. One of the first decisions involved Occupy Fort Myers, which took up residence in the city's Centennial Park. The city authorized a rally, but said protesters needed a permit to stay in the park overnight, and also had to get a $1 million liability insurance policy. Moreover, the protesters would have to renew the permit and the policy every 10 days. Occupy Fort Myers said it was impossible to comply with these requirements and went to court after police began handing out $135 citations. The court found that tenting and sleeping in the park is symbolic conduct protected by the First Amendment, and that the ordinances which prohibited, quote, protracted lounging and, quote, conduct tending towards breach of the public peace are unconstitutionally vague. But in the end, the court ruled that while Occupy Fort Myers' message is constitutionally protected, occupying Centennial Park is not. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.